Okay, now we begin the next sugya, but like a lot of things in Shavuos, don't think that the next sugya has nothing to do with the previous sugyas. Specifically, a major part of the next sugya is understanding an important Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuf Chof Omer Aleph. And Mir Tashem Bli Neder, we will on Sunday go through that in a very detailed manner, because that is key and crucial. Rabbi Gehler, there's a Vod for Shir Beis at 9:45 every Friday. I expect to see you there. Mir Tashem. Okay. What connects the two sugyas is Chulin Daf Kuf Chof Omer Aleph and Omer Beis. There's a whole long sugya there. And that connects the two sugyas, Achshaveh and the limits of Achshaveh and the sugya here. Now, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says like this, Shu Shelo Ochal, Ochal V'Shoso Ene Chaya V'Lachas. It doesn't say exactly what our Mishnah says. Our Mishnah says, Shur Shalo Ochal, the Ochal Vashos and Chayav Lachas. This says, Shur Shalo Ochal Vashosa. It's not he Ochal Vashosa, it's only Shosa, Chayav. Don't say it's because I did both together. That's what Shmuel says. Eboy is same as Svara, Eboy is same as Kro. Eboy is same as Svara, the Omele Yenish Lechavre, Nitom Midi. We'll taste something. Now, what's key is it says nitom. The aili v'ochli, and they went v'shosu. They eat and they drink. It could have said, d'omale inish l'chavri nechol midi. Let's eat something. But it doesn't say that. It says what? Nitom midi. So, the ishti la b'chal achila hayu lohen lahaski gam shtiya. L'tzvi farim d'lo garsin ela azi v'shosu nechetve, it's better. Nim toma ma inyan ti'im eitzel achila. Yishloma, lo shonim avikor l'achila tila. Okay, but it means eat. So what is the Gemara trying to tell us? The Gemara is trying to tell us that in Loshen B'nei Odom, when people talk about eating, they include drinking.
Okay.
Very good. V'boy Yisem Ekra. Shia B'chal Achila. Omer Reish Lakish. Minayin L'shtia Shia B'chal Achila. Now, what does this mean? Shtiyah b'chlal achila. Does it means that it could be means number one, that in Loshon Torah, so when the Torah says achila, the Torah means shtiyah also. Could mean in Loshon Torah, or it could mean in Isurei Torah. But in both cases, we're talking about, now, the question is, so what's the Gemara saying here? Eboy Yisem Ekra. Basof Perakami Deklushin, says Tosis, Gabi Kol Shigeshna B'Hashchos O'Mohochi. A number of places, it can be a Ekra, it can be a Svara. Chem B'Kam Mokomo, Svetem, Chem B'Dik a Svara, Loma Likra. Dochi Poruch B'Perak, Basic subas, gabi hodi amba, peshnos a peshita, lomali kros, svarahu. Who asks her? Who shari lo? Sometimes Torah says, "Well, the yesh lechalik, the yesh dvarim shein asvara pshuta kol kach, tzorach haposuk lehashmeinu hasvara." I don't understand. This Tosis is very, very difficult. It's in Pesha, also Pesha hit there. There's a certain logical thing. I understand what Svara is. Here's Svara. Here the Gemara is just presenting two separate things. What's the Gemara presenting? The Gemara is presenting Lashon B'nei Adam and Lashon Torah. And that is a very interesting question. What do we go by, Lashon B'nei Adam or Lashon Torah? Maybe we go back to the Mishnah of Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. In Lashon Torah, Achila is Kazayas. Lashon B'nei Adam, what is it? So here the Gemara said it had nothing to do with the Svara. Tosis Lachora is very interesting. So let's see what other Rishonim have to say on the topic. It's not the same as the Gemara there in Ksubis. Where has a Svara? Okay. So let's see. Some Rishonim talk about it. Some Rishonim make this point. Says like this. Says the Rashba, Iboy Sema, Nimtoma avot Svara Lakra. He says opposite of Tosis. Once you have a pasuk, so what do I need a svara for? So I'm the holy comment. Ibo yisem ekrov im toma b'nedorim haloch ach haloshim b'nei adam. He says no. The pasuk but maybe you'll tell me that we don't go after loshim Torah in the dorim, we go after loshim b'nei adam. Doesn't mean svara, logical svara. No, that's rejected. Okay. So he says the Gemara isn't so sure whether you go after Loshim B'nei Adam or Loshim Torah, and says it doesn't matter here because both Loshim B'nei Adam and Loshim Torah are the same. That means that in terms of the Rashba, that issue was not solved by the machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. I could have said what the Rashba is disallowing is machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim is what? Whether or not we go after Lashon Torah, Lashon B'nei Adam. No. Because what does he say? The Gemara first says it's a pasuk. The Gemara says, and if you'll say in the Dharma, go after Lashem and Adam, so it's also Lashem and Adam. So what is it? How do you go? The Gemara, here the Gemara is saying, in both cases, the Gemara somehow here is leaving it open. Now, let's see what other Rishonim have to say about the topic. The Ritva. Now, Tosis comes out a little strange. Tosis is talking in terms of a svara. It doesn't seem to be much of a svara. He compares it to Ksubis, where it's a svara. And the Rajba begins and says, no, we're not talking about svara. We're talking about Lashon Torah, Lashon B'nei Adam. Says the Ritva. Nothing. The Hocha Asina Lechiyuva, Ben Shinish Baldas Loshen Kodesh, Ben Shinish Baldas Loshen Bnei Adam. Here we say, no matter how the Ritva somehow says something different. There are three possibilities. He took a Shvuah Stam, took a Shvuah Loshen Torah, and says, I intended Loshen Torah. But he took a Shvuah and says, I intended Loshen Bnei Adam. He's chayiv in all three cases. Ah, so that means, but the Ritva doesn't, now what does that mean about Kazayas? Back, see what the Ritva's telling me something. Maybe he interpreted the Rajma that way, I don't know. Let's see what the Ran has to say on the topic. Kosev b'halachas gedolos, he quotes the Bahag, Macha de cross for alamali, Mahu de tame, b'aval gav de midorais, ashtia b'chlal achila, ben dorm ha'alach achalosh m'nei adam, de lo kori in shiochi, kamash malam. He says as follows, the way I understand it, a person, he says, in Lashon Torah and in Isurei Torah, all in Yonei Torah, Shtiyah B'chal Achila. But let's say the person said, I swore with Lashon B'nei Adam, Kamashon, even in Lashon B'nei Adam, it's that way. If I understand what the Ran is saying, and maybe the Ritva could be saying the same thing, that's Stam, it's Lashon Torah. But I have the right to say, I swore in Lashon B'nei Adam. That's part of Starm and the Doram Lahachmir, Perushon Lahakal, how we would work that here. But they're all saying that the Gemara here has nothing to do b'chlal with the Sugyin Subas, right? It's not a Svara. But what is strikingly difficult, Lachora, is Tosus. What is Tosus? Hishvorm Shena Svara Pshuto Kokach. The Svara goes in both directions. What do you mean Svara? How do people talk? What the Rashba and Ran and the and they say in the name of the Bahag, don't confuse the sugyas. Here's a question of finding Lashon. Okay. Now, Tosis l'chora. I have no hesper for Tosis. I don't understand Tosis b'chol. I can understand where the other Rishon are from, but Tosis and any Odeya. I lift up my hands. Shenema v'chalta lifnei Hashem elokecha v'mokom asher yivchar. Now, there are two separate issues that one is Lashon Torah, that I understand. What is about in Isurei Torah? Torah says, Lo Sochal, don't eat something. Did the Torah also include Shtiya? Because here it is, V'chaltav ne'eshem alokecho, ma'atzegon chati roshchev yitzarecha. But Tirosh Chamrahu, Uchsiv, Vyochalto. So maybe it's some sort of a solid Michael where they add a lot of wine to it or a lot of olive oil to it. Amarabba Bashmu, Anigorin, Mayuda Silka, Axigorin, Kulu Silka, Elomber of Achaba Yaakov, Mayoch. Yayin chamruhu, Achilas Meisr Sheni. Says we'll halt. V'dilma hachanam el yinani govern. Shechak siv mida de mishakim. What sort of yayin are we talking about? Yayin ha-mishakim. Ani govern is not mishakim. V'dilma no. They're two separate things. B'sheicho. That was something that is mishakim. The Tanya, Ochal Dvila Kilis, Veshosa Dvash Vacholov, and Nichlan Samikdish, Veover Chayev. Wait one second. Here I have a very difficult thing. What does the Pasuk say about going to Beis Hamikdash? Yayin Veshechor Al? Does anyone? Yes, Rabbi. Al Tesht. Say Al Tochal or it says Al Tesht? Do not drink it. Wait one second. We already know that. What does the Mishnah say? Shua shelo ocha. What about shua shelo eshta? I will not drink. We want to know whether shtiyah is b'chal achila. Achila b'chal shtiyah? The Gemara seems to be telling us here that just says shtiyah b'chal achila, achila b'chal shtiyah. Surprising, because the pasuk says al teisht. Unless we say no, Isurei Torah are different. We're just interpreting Lashon Torah. Ela gomer shecha shecha minozim al olyon yayin afkan yayin. Omer Rava. Afanan nami tanina. So there is an independent memra here, whether shtiyah b'chlal achilu or shtiyah lav b'chlal achilu. And it's a Gemara in Yuma as well. The Gemara says like this in Yuma. Gemara, it's a difficult Gemara. I don't want to get into all the complexities of it. It says the Mishnah l'siksinuyim. Achila, shtiya, rechitza, sicha, nilas hatsandal, tashmish hamita. And there's another member, Tanoim, that darshans from five psukim that there are five inuyim. So Mara says, no, achila and shtiyah is one inuy, and because shtiyah b'chal achila. So, okay. We shua shelo ocha, v'shosen achai v'lachas. Yeah, I'm a bishlam a shtiyah b'chal achila. Is a chlele tana, l'ashmina, den achai v'lachas. The amit shtiyah lav b'chal achila, shua shel ocha, v'ocha v'osam alocha miyisrich, l'ashmina, den achai v'lachas, om le abaya, my shtiyah b'chal achila. Eim ha-seif, shua shel ocha v'shal eshte v'ocha v'shos l'chai v'shtayim, kevin shua shel ocha itzalei b'shtiyah. Ki oma shel eshte, amai chayiv, el oma shel eshte trey zimni, mi b'chayiv tartim. Om le hosam doma shel eshte, wait one second. The Gemara here, black and white, says what? That achila is not b'chlal shtiyah, right? What did the Gemara say when the Torah says, yayin v'shechar al teish v'al mikdash lo sovo? If you eat a dvila ke'ilis, that you eat the Dovah HaMashakim, even the Lashon Torah says what? Al Teisht, Achilah is included. So what the Gemara seems to be saying here is, wait a second. There is Lashon Torah and Isurei Torah. In Isurei Torah, whether you say Al Teisht or you say Al Tochal, makes no difference. Both are included. That seems to be what the Gemara is telling us. Otherwise, we can have a headache from Tevila Kilas. Right? So it's one Isser in the Torah, Achila Shtiyah. Oh, that's wait till we get to the Sugya in Chulin. It says just the opposite. A lot of things in Chulin there say just the opposite. אכיל בכל שילץ, אבל אומר שור שלו אוכל ושלו אשת, ואוכל ושוס, מי נחי ולאח, זה יוכי עד אותה נראית ששור שלו אוכל ואוכל ושוס, אין לחי ולאח. ליסן שור שלו אוכל ושלו אשת, אין לחי ולאח. כל שכן שלו אוכל וחוד, אלא עולם כדקטוני, משאני אוכל, כאים דומה שלו אוכל ועוד דומה שלו אשת, גילי עדיית, this אכיל דום, אכיל גרדוסי. Okay. So, I understand that. Now, what did he say? So now he's saying, Shur shalo ochal velo eshte, or shur shalo ochal, shur shalo eshte. So what is the lashon of the Gemara here? Shur shalo ochal v'shalo eshte. It says two things in one shur. And you chayev twice. The Gemara explains why. Hoshan yoch kem yomer shalo ochal v'lo yomer shalo eshte, goli adayte. So the Gemara doesn't outright compare it to paskis and paskichidim b'som. You could say it's the same thing or not. We'll see. Okay, but now the Gemara has told us that shtiyah b'chal achila. Just to use it as a springboard, let's see. The Rambam has a massive chiddush here. The Rambam asks a question, which is a powerful question. Shur shalo ochal. Shur shalo eshte. So we have a machlokes back on Yotesamid Beis. Shur shalo ochal is a kol shur kazayas. Shur shalo ochal, the shasa, what is it? Kazayas or revias? All isurei Torah, we'll see shortly. Many isurei Torah, what is it? It is revias. So the Rambam says like this. Dalit Halacha Gimel. Mi shenishpe shelo yochal hayom v'shasa chayev shashtiyah b'chlal achila. Lefikach, im ochal v'shasa eni chayev el malka tzachas im hoye mezit ochata tzachas im hoye shogeh. Now here, there's a very important problem that exists in the Rambam that Frankel introduced. The Rambam divided himself into halachas. And the printers printed halachas, but they didn't always follow the Rambam. So Frankel has a rule. Wherever the Rambam made separate halachas, he made two dots. Where the Rambam didn't have separate halachas, he didn't put two dots. Okay. But in the numbers, he followed the printers not to get people confused. Now here he doesn't have two dots. You'll see shortly why this is critical. Well, a dot. He says he won't drink today. Even though I presented you with a massive problem from Dvila Kilis. Now, is he going back on the immediate halacha? Or he's going back also on halacha gimel? So according to the printers, that dalet is a separate halacha, he's certainly going back on shlo yishte. If we go according to the dots here, it could be he's going back to Shal Yishta or going him back on even Shal Yocha. But now he adds very simple thing. V'kama yishte v'yei chayav. How much does he have to drink? Certainly in the case of shelo yishte. Maybe also in the case of shelo yochal. We don't know. That's at this point open. Right? Kishar isurim, like every other issur that is a revius. Right? Like every other issur, fits with everything we've been saying in the Rambam, certainly. Now that's an open question. Now, if I say Yulo Yochal, now when he says Kishar isurim, ain't so simple. Let's take a look. Nozer. Here's Perek Yud. Malocha Beis. We have, as long as we have Haflo in front of us. When the Rambam introduces us, here he says, "Shel halacha gimel," in the beginning of Hilchos Nazir, "Shelo yishte hanozer yayin, shelo yochal anovim lachim, shelo yochal tzmukim, shelo yochal chatzanim, yochal zagim." Okay, he's very careful. What is the yisur yayin? Shtia. What is the yisur anovim? Achila. Right? Is there a chumash here? Can someone give me a chumash? Because we're going to be reading a lot of psukim now. In Nazir, what does it say? Miyayin v'sheicher v'chomets yayin lo yishte. Pasuk says yishte. Chomish v'sanovim lo yishre. So the Torah splits achila and shtia here. So, and it's very, very clear. So what is he saying, Perek Yud Hilchos Nazirus? No, why did he say Perek Yud? No. Perek Hey. Should be Perek Hey. Shlosha minim asurim lenozer. Hatumu v'haglachas ha'yotzim na'gefen. Okay. Nozer she'ochal kezayis min ha'pri, because perik ha'e alocha bei, she'hu anovim kezayis. V'cheinim shosa revius yayin, o ochal kezayis me yayin korush. Shehu hapri, or sheroshos revius chomet, shehu psolas hapri, harizaloka. That means, even though the Torah says yishte yayin, if I have congealed yayin, it's a kazayas. If I have, okay. Now, he says as follows, and this is a very difficult halacha gimel. Kol isurei hagefen mitzar from zen zeh. All isurei gefen amitzar for the sheep. Anovim lachim yaveshim bosar v'chartzim v'zog. V'ochem anat taruvas kazayas loka. Wait 1 second. What would be if he ate a chatzi zayis of anovim and a chatzi revius of yayim? Well, combined, or maybe they're two different shiurim. On Yom Kippur, the halach is, yachila is kikus b'sagas, shtia is melo lugmov, and you can't combine the two. That could be separate in Yom Kippur. It's not achila, it's yisuvei daiti, inui. Or it could be because you don't combine opposite shurim. Okay, but now let us begin to look at some other things. Perek Aleph Hilchos Chametz Matzah Halacha Aleph. What did the Rambam tell us? The Rambam told us all Isurim are Shtia Abrivias. Okay. And he told me, Yayin Korush, that comes under the Yisur Yayin, L'chora, is Kazayas. Perek Aleph Hilchos Chametz Matzah Halacha Aleph. Doesn't mean only eating. Let's say you liquefy chametz. What is it? Kazayas. Wait a sec. You liquefy chametz and drink it.
Ooh.
So chametz sometimes is kazayas and always kazayas, even drinking chametz. What about beer? Rama malocha zayin. Ain't no chayavim karvov. Halach and chayavim kares ala alachilas atzmo shel chametz. Chametz itself. Aval erev chametz, taruvas chametz, kagon kuta chabavli v'sheicha hamadi. Kuta chabavli was a dip that they made with a lot of chametz in it. It was a dip. And it had a whole sorts of bunch of things in the dip. Sheikh Hamadi is beer. Choladomel medvarim shachometz murubem im achol mepesach lokes no chorus. Ba medvarim mishachol kazayitz chometz betoch hataruvus bechtei achilas pras. Avam ein betaruvus kazayitz achilas pras pisha osulo ein a loke. Okay. So if I have beer. Beer is taruvas chometz. How much beer do you have to drink? You have to drink a kazayas of beer b'chdei achilas pras. But beer, so lest you say the derech or not derech, the derech, beer is a very normal way of making chametz, right? Chametz turning into beer is normal. It's a derech shtia, and I'm drinking it, but I have to have a kezayis of the chametz b'chdei achilas pras. Not a revius of chametz. No, revius doesn't play a role here. So what the Rambam says, kishari surim, isn't so simple. Not so simple. Let's go elsewhere. Dam. Classic problem of dam. Could you get me a Rambam Hilchos Kedusha Macholos Asuras? Torah says dam. Now, let's take a look at the Rambam's introduction to Macholos Asuras. In his introduction to Nazir, what did he tell us? Introduction to Nazir, he says, Achilas Anovim Shtiyas Yayin. What about Achilas Yayin? He didn't mention that. But Achilas Yayin, he says, is going to be a Kazayas. Even though Shtiyas Chometz is also a Kazayas. Shtiyas Yayin for a Nazir is a Revius. Macholos Asurus. He says, Lo Sase Yud Zayin, Shelo Le'echol Dam. Not to eat dam. Wait 1 second. We saw there's a whole problem of congealed dam, what you do.
But the Isser, why the Torah says, Lo sochal kol dam, don't eat dam. Kol chelu v'chol dam lo sochelu. What does he say? Lo sase kof ches about yayin nesach. Shlo lishtos yayin nesach. So when he got to dam, lo chal. Let's take a look. Perek vav hilchos macholos asuros. Ha'ochel kezayis min adam chayev kores b'shogeg mevi chatos kvuo. V'dovim afurish b'torshin chayev al adam behema chayev ha'och b'lvad. Kol dam lo sochelu. Okay, so now we have a whole thing. Lashon Torah, the word lo sochal, sometimes says, now, dam, do I have to eat it? No. We saw from the Gemara in Chulin that dam, you take in a cup and drink it. Congealed dam is a whole headache, which we're going to get back to now. But the shear, apparently, because the Torah says, lo sochal, is a kazayas. Chometz, Lo sochelu, is a kazayas. Wait a second. Is that always true? So now, where is this whole thing discussed? Where is the Rambam coming from? From a Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Chof Omer Aleph. What does the Gemara say? Let's go back. We saw the beginning of the Gemara. Now we're going to see the whole sugya, because the Gemara combines achshave. With another thing. The Gemara had as follows. I take dam and I heat it until it congeals. And I have congealed blood and I eat it. The Gemara seems to be saying, normally people don't eat congealed blood, they drink blood, anyone who does it. But if I make a meichel out of it, whether I apply achshave or I don't apply achshave. Okay. So that's a separate issue of achshave. Then the Gemara has another case. The Gemara has a case, I take chalev, and I melt it, and I drink it. But wait a second. The Torah there says, kol chalev lo sochelu. You're allowed to eat it. What about drinking? So what does the Gemara in Chulin have to say here? Very careful, because now we want to know what are the gedarim of shtiyah b'chal achila. What are the gedarim of stam? What are the interactions between achila and shtiyah? The Rambam tells us, the shtiyah, if I say lo eshte, that's where I'm getting. If I say lo eshte, it's a revius. What if I say shelo ochal? Is it going to be a revius or is it going to be a kazayas? We see when the Torah says lo so kol dam lo sochelu, that's a kazayas. When the Torah says lo sochal chametz, it's kazayas. Torah says lo sucha le'echol b'sharecha ma'aser degoncha v'sirochna v'yitzarecha. That's ma'aser sheni chutz l'chom yayin is going to be revius. So, what's this whole thing? Shtiya b'chal achila, achila b'chal shtiya. How does it interact with shiurim? Mara says like this. Tanya, hikvas hadam v'cholo. Shimchas achele v'gumo chayev. Bishlama hikbas hadam v'cholo kene akve achshuve achshuve. Himchas achele v'gumo achile ksibbe. Ooh, wow. Mara has a shaila now, here in Chulin. I take chalev, I boil it, I convert chalev into a liquid. turning chaylev into a liquid. So chayev. Wait 1 second. It says lo so chaylev. Not allowed to eat it. So, but I drank it. Wait 1 second. Ashtiya b'chal achila. Who asked that kasha? Tosas asked that kasha. Tosas in Chulin says, wait a second. And the Gemara then says, and what does the Gemara here say? The Gemara asks the kasha. I need a separate pasuk to tell me that even shosa chaylev is chayav. Says Tosfos, Vim Toma, Lo Malikro, Hashti Yahava B'chal Achila, Kidad Ashinim B'Perek Gimel D'Shvuas. Tosfos says there's a stira between Chulin and what? And Shvuas. Siv Yochalt of Nashem Elokecha Ma'aseh D'Ron Chum V'Torah Shor Tzarecha. And he quotes the pasuk, doesn't quote the svara. Yesh loma dahosam b'mili d'shtiya kigon yayin v'shemen. V'ochi b'midi d'barachila d'mam chilei v'shosiluhu. Comes Tosis and says, wait a second. If the Torah used the Lashon Achila about yayin, so it means shtiya. If the Torah uses the Lashon Achila about chaylev, which is solid, it means only achila. It's not so simple to say shtiyah b'chalach. In Lashon Torah, it depends. If I talk about what's Tosa saying? I'm talking solids or liquids. Stam chametz is solid. So achila means only achila. But if I take a so therefore, chametz is going to be only achila. Chaylev is only achila. I'm going to need a separate riboy. So not so simple to say shtiya b'chal achila. First of all. Now, Tosis doesn't ask the other question. If the Torah says lo sochal kol dam, about dam. Because the Gemara now, so the Gemara is now distinguished here between dam and chaylev. Chaylev maybe ain't a derech, maybe yes derech chaylev, derech achila. But the Gemara is raising a different problem. Tanya nami gabe chametz kihi gaivna. It's not on what we just said that there's that I'm chayev for drinking chaylev. Also, there's a brice about chametz him chahu v'gemal. If he liquefied it and swallowed it, im chametz hu anish kares. Im matzi, einorim yosef bo yidei chovosu b'pesach. Bishlam im matzi, so what is the, let's say I liquefy chametz and I drink it. I drink my matzah and I drink it. Im matzi, einorim yosef bo yidei chovosu b'pesach. Im matzi, einorim yosef bo yidei chovosu b'pesach. Lechem oni yom arachem oni. V'hai lav lechem oni. It's not lechem oni because it's not lechem. So if I liquefy chametz, why should I be also? It says achila. Mishlokish amarko nefesh. The rabbi says hashos. Tanya nami gavin nivlas of tohar. Here we're talking about isurim. Nivlas of tohar is a whole different parsha in the Torah. The nivlas of tohar and nivlas of tami. Nivlos of Tohar is metame bebeis habliya if I eat it. Torah uses the lashon achila. Pasuk says v'chol nefesh ashetocha nevelu trevu be'ezuch uvager v'chibes begodav v'rochatz v'mayim v'tomei ador'a v'toher. In Chazal, the Torah Shabbat says this refers to Nivlos of Tohar. Es matame begodim bebeis habliya. If I eat it, why it's loshen achila. And we're not talking about an Isra Achila. We're talking where the Torah used the word Achila. Okay. Nivol Sof Toha. The Rabbi says Hashosa. Not only if he, Ivetanya, Gabi, Nivol Sof Toha, Himcho Bo, or if I liquefy it, Tome. Achsilik Sibbe, and we're Shlokish Amakra Nefesh. Says Chol Nefesh. The Rabbi says Hashosa. Yehochi Behem and Nami. What about Bechama Nami? Why difference between if it's a fire? Chama Isruchi Ismis. So the Gemara now says, if I make a Michael, we're going to have to keep this in mind. I said this sugya is going to connect a lot of different things. In the Maila the Chasaran of Shavuos is things connect. If I heat it up in the Chama, it's Saruach. Wait 1 second. Saruach? Who cares? We just heard before about Dam, that Akshave. If I make a Michael out of it, so if I make a Michael out of Nivlos of Tahar, in the Chama, and I said, this is the way I'm making my Michael, and I don't care if it's Rucha, I like it this way. It does, I'm not going to be Tomei. Why not? Because Pasuk says Ochel, it's not Nachilo. Wait a second. There seems to be a Stira within 10 lines of the Gemara. Before we say Achshuvi Achshuvi, Adam Shenikrash. Here we say it doesn't apply to Sruche. Saruach. All this is going to be have to be understood. And then we're going to have to take that all the way back to when we say Achshuvi, when we don't say Achshuvi. Why can't I learn out from all these three psukim, from two psukim to learn the other, whenever the Torah says lo sochel, it includes shosa? Why do I have to have a third pasuk? The Gemara says that's tzrichusa. And there's a tzrichusa. But the Gemara never quotes the Gemara in Shavuos. Says Tosis. Says Tosis. You know why? Because when the Torah is talking about achila of solids, it's only achila. When the Torah is talking about achila of liquids, it's shtia. And the word achila can sometimes be talking about achila and sometimes be talking about shtia. And so therefore, according to Tosis, when I say Shua Shelo Ochal Hayom, I'm talking about eating solids and drinking liquids. Even though I don't mention a liquid. The Torah says, Dusa Alecho B'Sharecha. But wait 1 second. When the clock turns to Lo Sochal Chometz, so it's talking only solids. Why? There's a possibility. Why solids for solid Chometz and liquid for liquid chametz? No. So, Tosis says, why if I liquefy matzah, I can't be yotzeh? The Gemara says lechemoni. Tosis says, didn't have to say lechemoni. Could say, berev tocha matzahs. It's not nachila, liquid matzah. Why? Because standard matzah is solid. And the Gemara goes to the whole tzichusa. Then the Gemara goes, V'hada Tanya. Outlining the Gemara for you. You have to see the Gemara inside. Hatmeyim le'asot tzirim v'rot von kippa shalem. There's a halacha called ayotzim in atomei tomei. If I milk a cow, if I milk a horse, the milk is also.
Okay. It's achila. Lomeli ligma mehani. I can learn out from all these other things that even though the Torah asr achila, shtia liquids are included, and therefore milking a cow, milk of a horse, is included. The ilokos of rachmona. If the Torah hadn't said it, if I hadn't had the separate ribuy of asking horse milk or pig milk or whatever other tray for milk, have a mina dialog and a dinlios can eat it. My horse and my dika kazayas, have a chanami adika kazayas. Wait 1 second. We have here that as follows. Whatever I learn out for these three things, chalav, or chalev, liquid chalev, liquid chametz, whenever I liquefy a solid, the Torah said achila, so it's a kazayas. But if I have a separate limud, hayotze min ha-tomei tomei, the Torah didn't specify achila, then it's a revius. Okay, now we see where the Rambam was coming from. Where the Rambam's coming from, why liquefying chametz? Because liquefying chametz is, because of a ribuy of the pasuk, liquid chametz is included. So Tosis talks about not what is the chiddush of the pasuk, whether it's in Issam Michael or Mashke is also included. But since Mashke is included and it's learned out from Achil, it's a Kazayas. Chalev, Mashke is included, and Nivlo Sof Tohar is included, then I'm Tomei, and the Rambam says Kazayas. If you liquefy it, it's a Kazayas, and the Rambam says, why am I Tomei? Shashtiya Bechlal Achila. The Rambam there. And Hilchos Sharova Satumas. But if I drink horse milk, it's a revius. Because I don't learn it out from the other thing, it's a separate limud. And I have a whole Gemara here about all sorts of things. Okay, so we have a sugya that's going to have to be straightened out with our sugya. We have dam that has to be straightened out. Okay, now, the Torah said lo sochelo, but there it's talking about lo sochelo according to Tosfos, talking lo sochelo about a liquid and a chanami, but still the shear because it said lo sochelo is a kazayas. Okay. The Rambam says, so therefore, when the Rambam, Shua Shelo Ochal Vishasa, it's not so simple whether it's going to be a Revius or a Kazayas. Not so simple. Bechal, this whole, Tosis has given us one explanation why this whole Gemara is here, and there's no stira between the Gemara in the Gemara in Shavuos and the Gemara in Chulin. We have to see what other Rishonim do. So here in other Rishonim, there's a Ritva in Chulin, there's a Rashba in Chulin, there's a Ran in Chulin. I have to see what the different Rishonim of Chulin have to say. And in appearance, we have to straighten out these two sugyas when we say Shtiyah B'chal Achila, when we don't say Shtiyah B'chal Achila. Apparently, we don't always say Shtiyah B'chal Achila. L'gabe Yom Kippur, we say Shtiyah B'chal Achila. Even though we don't combine the shurim. Now there's a second issue. If shtiyah b'chal achila, achila b'chal shtiyah. For instance, obviously in dam, if we're going to ask a dam korosh, congealed blood, shtiyah is going to be a kazayas. If shtiyah is a kazayas, it's certainly a kazayas. And if I have a half of Zayas of this and a half of Zayas of this, they combine. Well, maybe, I don't know.
On Yom Kippur, achil and shtiyah don't coincide. Maybe shtiyah is b'chal achil, but it's two separate ma'isim, so I can't combine them into one long ma'is achil. Remember what we saw in the Rashba? If I have chatzi zayis and chatzi zayis, I have to combine them into one ma'isim. Maybe achil and shtiyah can combine. Maybe they can. For instance, big machlokas when Morgan Avraham the Prima Godim. Bracha Achrona. Assuming we can solve the problem of shiurim, I have a little bit to eat and a little bit to drink. Do I make a bracha Achrona or I don't? There are two issues there. Combining achila shtiya. There's another issue there. What shiur? Bracha Achrona. Depends on a revius. So, achila b'chal shtiya, shtiya b'chal achila. We have a problem of dvila kilas. The Torah says shtiya, and you chayv even for achila. For instance, yayin v'sheichar al tesht, midin de mashaka. You smoke marijuana and your head is spinning. So you didn't eat or you didn't drink and you walk into Beis HaMikdash. It's a Dovah HaMashaker. Is every Dovah HaMashaker or for only it's through Achil or Shtia? Maybe Yayin V'Sheikh. Sheikh means Midi the Mashaker independent of Achil or Shtia. That means even smoking marijuana or sniffing whatever you sniff or whatever you're taking or whatever you inject. Whatever you do. Okay. Now that this country is becoming liberal, they want to legalize marijuana. The question is, if Yayim Sheikh Al-Tej, we learn Lahoros, can you pass in a shayla after you smoke marijuana or not? Okay. This is a very juicy sugya. Moves in countless directions. But let's just, the springboard for the whole thing is number one, our sugya, a weird tosis in our sugya that seems to be mechus avona. How we integrate what they're telling us, what to be shown in the Ritva and the Rana talking about Lashon Torah, Lashon Merom, back to Achila of Rabbi Kiva Chacham Kazayas. If Achila lav bechlal shtiya, how we understand Vilakilas, what this whole thing means, and how we straighten the whole thing up with the Sugyan Chulin. Okay. Well, it seems on the face of it, I told you, it's a straightforward Sugyan, and a Hanami. And it's not going to be as complicated as some of the other things we saw, but still. A lot of material that has to be organized to be understood. Okay, for those of you who just now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chazdo HaGadol is beginning to give me more strength, so B'derech Klal this year here on Friday, Zavad 10:30 to 11, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me the strength, I'll be here, and I expect everyone to be here. Okay.